You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
This particular crystalline substance has a long history. It's common, cheap, and widely used around the world. Some yearn for it, while others have completely quit using it, believing it to be bad for health.
Perhaps by the way you've described it, people may believe we're talking about a type of drug. But in fact, it's the fairly common substance known everywhere as salt. Yet thousands of years ago it was so highly prized, it led to the establishment of trade routes.
Today, salt is used chiefly as a preservative and to bring out the flavouring in food. Without salt, things would taste extremely bland and insipid. In olden times, along with smoking and before refrigeration, salting was a necessary way to preserve fish and meats of all types. It's interesting to know that the tissue salts form the basis of the human cell structure. They contain essential minerals that nourish the body at the most basic level. And if the cell becomes deficient in one of these vital tissue salts, then disease symptoms will likely appear.
It's now known that sea salt is rich in trace minerals and helps to replace lost energy. And runners who push themselves in strenuous exercise often collapse because their bodies have been severely depleted of tissue salts.
And how often I've had annoying skin ailments which have been healed by exposure to seawater when I've gone swimming. I didn't need a prescription, and it didn't cost me a thing.
That's right, and I can say that many times in the past when I've had a sore throat, simply gargling with tepid salt water every couple of hours has cured the problem.
There are many folk who also attest to the fact of health-promoting mineral salts. They say that the salts permeate the skin and revitalise their bodies. So once again, it appears that the old European custom of taking the waters is coming right back to popularity.
And we did the tourist thing when we bathed in the heavily laden mineral waters of the Dead Sea in Israel. The salt there is so dense that you literally cannot sink.
Salt was used extensively in Bible times. Apart from its uses as an antiseptic and in the everyday diet, salt symbolised hospitality and was used as an indissoluble alliance between friends. It was also used in business transactions as a way of depicting the deal was free from any breach of trust.
The Lord Jesus Christ referred to salt when he was teaching his disciples how they were to serve as agents of his kingdom. He said, "You are the salt of the earth." You see, he was a master of using ordinary things to illustrate spiritual truths. And if we think of salt as a preservative, we can assume that Jesus wants his followers to help prevent moral decay in the society they live in.
And if we also think of salt's ability to enhance flavour, we can be sure he wants to help people discover the real joy, the joy of real living as they know, love and serve him. Think about this. A salty Christian makes others thirsty for Jesus, the true water of life.
I'm sure there are many believers listening who don't understand how God could use them to influence other people. Perhaps they feel they're not educated enough, or are shy, or even sick. How could such a person be like salt in the world?
As a believer and follower of Jesus, we only need to be faithful to him in how we act toward others, and to never deny what Jesus has done for us. We can tell them Jesus died to pay the penalty for their sins because the Bible says we are all sinners. And according to the Bible, we have to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says we shall be saved from our sin. Yes, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the message to share with others who need God.
That's truly being the salt of the earth, our willingness to share the wonderful good news about Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.